Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any for today. So I wanted to cover something that someone named Been There, Done That said on goingyourownway.com's forum. Here's what he has to say, and I quote, "I wonder if anyone else is seeing a big increase in the typical female weight. We know there's been an epidemic of excess weight and obesity in modern society for many years now, but it seems to have exploded particularly among young women in the past 2 to 3 years. Where before it was a lot of women with a few extra pounds. Now extreme excess weight is normal, with 400-pound land whales everywhere I look. I live in a large U.S. city, in a state supposedly qualifying as one of the fittest, and I walk about 3 to 5 miles a day for exercise, going through a lot of parks and your other gathering places. It's gone to where seeing a healthy weight woman is a rare event. Maybe 8 out of 9 of 10 are overweight. And 50% would qualify as obese or extremely overweight. Often I see normal weight children with a land whale mother nearby, usually staring at her phone. Then there's the 10 couples, the guy that looks like a 1 while the woman has a 0 shape. One thing I rarely see is a normal weight woman with a fat guy. It's also very low unemployment here, so it's become common to see extra weight people in service jobs. Yesterday I saw a 400-pound woman delivering the mail. It's hard to see how she could function in a job requiring a lot of movement, but the post office is desperate for help these days. I'm sure it'd be considered something like weightism to deny employment on account of her size. There's a hidden cost to all of this. When we have to pay for service, the employees aren't fit to do their job. Maybe it'll make it easier for younger men to adopt a MGTOW lifestyle. I don't know. It's sure hard to see how anyone could be attracted to the typical woman out there. At least in the good old days, women waited until after marriage to add on the pounds. Now they're obese before being old enough to vote." Unquote. Of course, there are more junior land whales eating junior mints than ever. This is all thanks to COVID lockdowns. Women were gaining on average 1 to 1.5 pounds a month at the height of COVID on the average weight gain in Canada. I can only imagine how bad it's gotten in the United States. I remember back almost 30 years ago in the early to mid-90s going down to the States and seeing a noticeable difference between American and Canadian women with an obesity epidemic even in 1994. A huge difference, no pun intended, was the grocery stores. About 90 to 95% of the so-called food in them was packaged and processed with high levels of sugar, salt, and carbs. The good news is, I believe, we're about to hit peak fatty. In the second half, I'll discuss the current inflation in the economy and how it's going to reduce the inflation of women's waist sizes to some extent. But if gas prices go down and people stay home this summer and into the fall and new year, it'll be like COVID lockdowns all over again. And so will the weight gains. If the inflation continues for a couple of years, we'll see people gain an additional 30 or 40 pounds. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to people the size of land whales delivering the mail Clown World show. Been there, done that. I've seen people out there delivering the mail and still being overweight here in Canada. They must have been burning 1 to 2,000 calories a day walking and are still large and in charge. This is something I noticed about most women, including ex-girlfriends, that tried to lose weight. They would simply go to the gym and burn calories. And then to reward themselves, they would consume as many calories as they could possibly eat until they felt full. For most of human history, we had to deal with a calorie deficit. Up until the 1950s in North America, food made up 20 to 30% of people's monthly budgets. Today, it's closer to only 10%. That's also more with calorie consumption. It's hard to control your base survival instincts, especially when it comes to food. The only reason that I'm normal weight and have stayed at my 24 BMI for the last 4 to 5 years is because I can't eat sugar, and I calorie count all the time. I know it takes me around 2,400 to 2,500 calories to maintain my weight, and I eat the same things every day because my diet is restrictive, so it's easy for me to keep a stable weight going. But most people eat depending on how they feel, especially women. If the current inflation gets out of control, then food could easily make up 20% of people's budgets again. If that happens, there are going to be a lot of angry hippos and land whales losing their minds ready to revolt. Taking away women's creature comfort of food is going to piss them off twofold. First, they'll have a more ideal female body shape and size forced on them to attract men due to calorie deficits. The fat feminist females will be especially unhappy about that. Women will also get angry at the wealthy that are able to eat as much as they want, so that means communism coming back in a big way is a possibility. Finally, men will find them more sexually appealing, so it might actually counteract some of the dopamine they lose from losing their ability to gorge themselves. As humans, our number one addiction is dopamine. We get it through food, sex, attention, money, and status. So women will feed off the attention their cooches bring them instead of devouring cheese doodles. Thanksgiving will once again mean something when you can't just eat whatever you want whenever you want. I will occasionally every month or two have a couple of teaspoons of ice cream and a few times a week eat an extra handful of almonds. I've gotten to the point where broccoli and salads taste sweet to me as well. Wait until the land whales discover lettuce and start devouring entire heads of it, like they devour a big bag of chips today. But yes, sorry, Bob, if the inflation goes on for a few years and eventually if there's resource scarcity, thanks to the end of cheap and easy to access fossil fuels, eating your way to obesity will become a luxury. It's easier to eat something than to build real human connections for your dopamine. I suspect that with the lack of calories, women will have to start focusing more on the attention they get on their phones, and things will escalate into an attention arms race a lot quicker. The only difference is that when you eat, there are limits. Once you feel full, you typically stop. But with attention, it gets to the point where it's never enough. So there's going to be a lot of formerly disgruntled cat ladies out there having to choose which is more important, eating their cats or at least cutting back on the kibbles they feed them, or basically cutting back on their human food to basically reduce their own weight. The cat ladies and their cats will basically go on a diet together. You might think that women are behaving badly now. Wait until they're both hungry and angry. Hangry. They'll probably blame men and be pissed off that there's not enough food for them to eat. Clearly it's all men's fault that they're going hungry. I remember back in the days reading a feminist book, I believe it was called The Beauty Myth, and the author, she said that in the past, men ate all the food and didn't leave enough for women. And that's how they would control women, by making sure they remained frail and physically weak, by depriving them of veal or something. I bought into that propaganda hook, line, and stinker, that men were oppressing women with the patriarchy by keeping them skinny. Doesn't anyone else see how crazy that sounds? Because skinny women can attract more male attention. But back then, men and women were both shorter and often malnourished before industrial agriculture showed up after WW2. Just go to any old libraries and you'll see how tiny the seats were. One person recently shared a photo from a fast food place back in the 1990s. More specifically, its seating area. I couldn't recognize what it was. I thought it was a Baskin-Robbins, but it was actually a Taco Bell, with those pastel-colored seats. Someone pointed out to me that the seats were rather small, and in the early 90s, that most Americans could actually fit in those tiny Taco Bell seats. I just think it's ironic that the financial inflation issue, if it goes on long enough, is going to solve the female inflation problem. The Federal Reserve has already raised rates and will probably be at 2%+ by the time you're listening to this. And in the past, the only way to control inflation was to get the interest rates over the CPI index. There's no way we can get rates up past 8.6%. So they maybe need to create an economic calamity to get the CPI down to only 4 or 5. And then hike the rates to 5% and hopefully that'll do the trick. But that means a much lower of standard of life and a lot less money in our pockets and a lot less sugar in women's pie holes. The cure for land whales is lending money out at a higher rate of interest. But you know that our government is gynocentric, and the moment women complain, the central bankers will probably have to lower interest rates again. Then inflation will pick up once more, and women will complain once more too, so that interest rates need to go up again. We might see that sort of swinging seesaw effect in interest rates for quite some time. The Great Resignation will be over, and the Great Land Whale Famine of 2023 will begin in earnest. The supply chain issues are also leading to many women starting to stack up tampons instead of toilet paper. You can't be too hygienic, it seems, these days. After all, a lady has to keep her valuable nether regions ready to snatch, no pun intended, the best man possible, in a tough economy. Right now, there are seemingly jobs everywhere for hire, and that gives the workers pricing power in the labor market. And that also drives up salaries, And when people get paid more, that means more money chasing less goods. So that equals inflation. But the Federal Reserve wants to get rid of jobs so that the workers can't dictate their own salary demands. Get ready for a lot of pain in the next year and 2 year and a half, if the interest rates go past 3% and keep going higher, to get over the CPI number to stop that inflation. We will be in deflation sooner than everyone expects, and it's going to be wonderful watching those land whales deflate with all that loose skin under their arms and between their legs. They'll start to look more like flying squirrels if you take them to bed. And if you put them on top of a building and they see Chad down below, they'll use their new skinned wingsuits to swoop down on him. If I was investing in anything right now, I'd be in companies that do plastic surgery to fix the floppy skin of fat people after they've lost all that weight. Many former land whales won't have enough to eat, but they'll still scrounge up enough money from some man out there to get their loose skin lobbed off. Or nail and hair places to basically go to because formerly fat women will see themselves as beautiful and need to compete with each other for the smaller number of eligible men in society. So they'll need to embrace their appearance more. I saw that in Eastern Europe after the fall of the Soviet Union. And I'm sure I'll see it in the West if inflation gets really bad, in the multiple double digits, and the governments can't stop it. We live in a special history period in the West where every single person alive today doesn't actually remember a time of famine and not enough food to eat. That's actually a dangerous thing because as a society, we don't know the consequences of our actions because we've never gone hungry before. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that former fatties in flesh-colored wingsuits will swoop down on Chad's in the streets trying to land on his thundercock. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps them hangry women that just lost 200 pounds on a diet caused by supply chain issues away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.